Blackstone Audio presents The Ball and the Cross by G.K. Chesterton. This book is read by Gilbert Jackson. 1. A Discussion Somewhat in the Air. The flying ship of Professor Lucifer sang through the skies like a silver arrow, the bleak white steel of it gleaming in the bleak blue emptiness of the evening. That it was far above the earth was no expression for it. To the two men in it, it seemed to be far above the stars. The professor had himself invented the flying machine, and had also invented nearly everything in it. Every sort of tool or apparatus had, in consequence, to the full, that fantastic and distorted look which belongs to the miracles of science. For the world of science and evolution is far more nameless and elusive and like a dream than the world of poetry and religion, since in the latter images and ideas remain themselves eternally, while it is the whole idea of evolution that identities melt into each other, as they do in a nightmare. All the tools of Professor Lucifer were the ancient human tools gone mad, grown into unrecognizable shapes, forgetful of their origin, forgetful of their names. That thing which looked like an enormous key with three wheels was really a patent and very deadly revolver. That object which seemed to be created by the entanglement of two corkscrews was really the key. The thing which might have been mistaken for a tricycle turned upside down was the inexpressibly important instrument to which the corkscrew was the key. All these things, as I say, the professor had invented.